If you've had a reset in your life, I want to hear about it. This is Intentional Living, where we hear people sharing stories of how they're gaining more freedom and peace and purpose and direction in their life by choosing to be intentional in walking with Jesus Christ every day. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson. Jennifer and Stephen are here, and the rest of the team, we're praying for you, and we're going to have a great day today as we hear the stories of people who have said, listen, we had a reset in our life. We had a reset in our marriage or our finances, and we want to give a shout out, give God glory, and tell other people what happened in our life. If you want to be a part of this show today, you want to be a part of ministering to people here and on the podcast, on the radio, and around the world, this is a good spot to do it right now at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. You know, many electronic devices have a reset button on them. And there's only two reasons you're going to go back to factory settings, reset back to factory settings. One is because you're selling or getting rid of the device and you want to clear all the garbage, all the stuff, all the data, all the personal stuff. And really, that's part of reset. Sometimes, as the scripture says, we need to be renewed. We need to start over. We need a brand new start in our life. There's a second reason, though, because things aren't working, you know, and you go back to reset to see if we can get it rebooted and working right. And in life, sometimes we need a reset back to factory settings. What is God's intention? What is it for you? If you've had a reset and you want to share the story, man, I'd love to hear it. Maybe it's about your money, or maybe it was in your marriage, your health, your work, but this is about giving God glory. This is intentional living as a follower of Christ. If you had a reset, what is it? 888-888-1717. Joan, you're up first. What was it that prompted yours?
Well, about 2 months ago, I was walking my dog and I was knocked down. And in being knocked down, I broke my pelvis.
Oh.
And I wound up in the hospital, and I was laying in the hospital bed on a gurney in the hallway because there weren't enough rooms. And I said, Lord, what is the purpose here? And I decided then I had two choices. I could either be angry and say, how dare this happen to me, or I could completely turn it over to God and let Him take care of it. So I turned it over to God, and, you know, He just gave me such a peace that, yeah, I was in pain, and that mattered, but He mattered more. So everybody that attended me or came to visit me or, you know, tried to help me, I tried to share the love of God with, and that helped me feel better. And that just, it kind of taught me that in my everyday life, the more I work for Him, the better I feel.
Mm.
So that's my intentional thing. It was a wake-up call. But, you know, when you don't have any choice, you either have to trust Him that He's going to take care of it or not.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Joan, listen, there's only two reasons I think we ever get to the point of wanting to do a reset in our life. Either because I have to. You got the diagnosis maybe of diabetes, cancer, whatever it may be. And that was kind of a, oh no, wake up call. Are you going to make some changes in your life? Maybe you realize you wake up one day and your spouse is ready to walk out the door, or you're ready to walk out the door and you realize things aren't working for you. Or maybe you've had that. I talked to a neighbor just this week who said his brother had a major medical life-changing experience. And he said, I think he used the term, he had a God crisis, you know, and we're praying for him that God will make a difference in his life. We either have that kind of experience or we want to. We have those aha moments, you know, in our life. What is a reset? A reset is, in the Bible, Noah and the flood was a reset. God reset everything. When Jesus came and died on the cross and came back to life for you and me, that was a reset, right? It's kind of like everything is new. All things are passed away and all things have become new. Some of us, well, we've had those in our life, but we need a renewal too, you know, those points of saying, hey, I need to get back on track. And so today, we just want to hear your stories of maybe a reset in your life. We want to give God the glory. Listen, Here's the point. We say that intentional living is about experiencing life the way God intended. Here's what God intends. He wants to have a close, intimate relationship with you. Do you have that? If you're married, God's intention is that there would be love and respect. There would be closeness, intimacy, shared goals and vision. Do you have that? If not, man, there needs to be a reset. How about training your kids, struggling there, in your health? Maybe it's in your work. You go to work and it's not something you want to do. You hate what you do. And is that God's intention? Nope, not according to Scripture. How about your financial stewardship? Do you find yourself living way beyond your means, on the edge, and you know there's a better way, and you've had a reset in your life in that area? And I want to hear your stories. I would anticipate from Intentional Living listeners, there's many of you who have said, hey, we've been down that trail, and we want to tell others what God did for us, or for me, in your own life. All right, 888-888-1717 to the phone. Charlie in Michigan. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing great.
What's the reset in your life?
The reset was about 26 years ago. And I had a wife that chose to leave. And when she chose to leave, I stood believing she was going to come back for 5 years. And then finally my senior pastor said, you know, Charlie, in order for you to go forward in the ministry, you know, you got to get this cleaned up. And so it's like, yeah, but I really, and he's like, you pray about it, but you got to take care of this. And so I prayed and I did what he said, you know, I did file because there was infidelity in that involved, and filed. And within 2 years, God brought a beautiful woman into my life. We've been married 23 years and we have 5 children, and I could not imagine it any other way. She's side by side with me in the ministry, and I'm very grateful for it because only God could do that. Met her in church, and I don't know what more I could say about it.
Well, I would add, I congratulate you, Charlie, on saying I'm going to give God a chance. I'm going to wait here and see what's going on in the marriage. So many people get into that kind of a life change, and they just jump from one thing to the next, and they really don't seek good counsel. And when we get into a reset, this is a big thing. This is a huge thing that you went through, Charlie, a huge reset in your life. And it sounds like you just decided, I'm going to do this God's way. I'm going to take time. I'm going to get good counsel, and I'm going to follow His direction. And you look back now and say, hey, God must have been in the middle of all of this and led you to where you are today.
Absolutely. Not a doubt in my mind. I've been blessed beyond measure. We've been through thick and we've been through thin. And only thing it's done is draw us closer together, not further apart. It's been a blessing.
Amen. Thank you, Charlie. Life change, reset. Maybe you're going through something like that. Whatever it is, if you're having an aha moment or an oh no moment in your life, stop. Take some time and get some good counsel, okay? That's intentional living. Rochelle is in Arizona. Hey, Rochelle, welcome to the show today. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. It's good to talk to you again and be on the air.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you were able to get through again. Tell me, what was your reset?
My reset was when I turned 14. I entered this program that was called Jumpstart, and I realized hanging out with a group of people who are believers of God, it changed my life totally. It just felt so comfortable. I felt loved. I felt a lot of support, and then praying, and then it happened. So that I got baptized.
Amen.
And I want to tell you a dream that I had. I had a dream because I live on a village and they were falling. And God, I know it was God. It was someone in, dressed in all white. He came to me. He brought me a little rock and he said, that's how small my village is. And it was crazy because people were coming to my home. in my dream, and he knew my name, and he told me, you are the one keeping your family together. And then after that, I told my mom, I said, Mom, we need to go to church. Dad, you know, my family, we all started going to church. And that was a real big reset for my family.
Did they come to Christ too? Did this make a difference in the whole family?
Yes, it really does. It really does. When there's, you know, commotion happening, you know, I'm there. And it's like, okay, so they call me Star. So, all right, Star's going to talk about the Lord. And I said, yes, I am.
Here comes Star. You know, God moves in mysterious ways. But there's one thing that Rochelle said there that I want to echo. Pick your friends carefully. Who you hang around with makes a big difference. All right. We'll continue on with calls, and we'll go to a break. Victoria is next in Arizona. Victoria, welcome to the show. Appreciate your call. What's the reset in your life?
Well, thanks so much, Randy. I really appreciate you and your show and what you've been doing for people. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer back in 2009, and that was a huge reset for me because my doctor told me I was terminal, and here I am 17 years later.
Wow.
And, you know, I always believed in God, but I didn't quite understand it and knew there was a higher power, but I hate to say it, in a way, I'm glad I was tested because I'm an optimist and I'm very positive and I pass that on to people and I don't get angry and I'm just happy all the time and just blessed to be here. And I appreciate my family, my friends, and just being alive. So
yeah,
that was my reset and I'm actually very thankful for it.
Thankful for stage 4 cancer, and you think, how in the world is that possible? And whatever it is you're facing, like, you know, Victoria faced this, and God saw fit to keep her here for all these years, right? Doesn't always work out that way. Some of you know we have ministry partner here, one of our own team members, that's in a very difficult part of her journey. And so every journey is different, but Victoria, you entered into this knowing that, hey, I'm a follower of Christ. My guess is you're a totally different person today than you were the day before you got that diagnosis.
I am. I mean, I was never negative. I wasn't ever depressed or anything, but it definitely makes you look at life a lot differently. And I loved God. And I listen to you every day and Christian music, and I'm a huge classical music lover. And I really just don't sweat the small stuff anymore or get stressed or, you know, I think there's, if I can't find my keys right away when I go to leave, I figured God doesn't want me to leave my house that day, so.
Until I find them.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, listen, we tell parents, you got kids today and they're going to drop some milk on the floor, maybe their cereal or something falls on the floor. It could become a big deal, make it a big deal. Or you just say, hey, we got to pick it up, you know, get a broom and pick it up or get a rag, wipe it up. Because that's just part of life. That's part of the process. And Victoria's learned stage 4 cancer here years later that you don't sweat the small stuff. All right. Have you had one of those resets in your life? Got some financial ones coming up. Marriage ones, personal ones, this may be the year for you, maybe today. And you can either start a reset because you want to, or maybe sometimes you have to. But if you've had a story of a reset in your life, what is it? How'd you get there? What have you learned? This is way beyond resolutions, folks. Way beyond a resolution. This is about life change. 888-888-1717. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
An emotionally weak person, when you're around them, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. There's that sense of, if I say something, or if I do something, or if I respond in a certain way, I'm walking on eggshells and they could crack. And so there's a sense of carefulness, being careful around this person. It could be that there's an overreaction to normal life situations. That's what I often will do when I'm feeling fearful or anxious. I'll overreact to little things, and Donna can tell you that. I'll overreact to them. And we all have these kinds of things, right? Another way you can see if a person is struggling with their emotions is, you know, when they're calling you on the phone and you see the caller ID, maybe you hesitate before you answer the phone.
Yeah, I think we all do that, especially the spam ones, right? We're talking about resets in life, way beyond resolutions. Long ago, I forgot the resolution business because most of us start and then give up. But these are life change. These are stories of people who got really, for numbers of reasons, serious about, hey, I need to reset my life back to factory settings. God has hope and a future for me, and I'm looking for it. I want it for my marriage, my family, whatever it is. And that is a reset for sure. You're welcome to tell us your story. 888-888-1717 is the number to be a part of Intentional Living today.
One thing that I would like to do intentionally would be to be more intentional with our finances, like be in charge of them instead of them in charge of us.
My one intentional thing is not using credit cards. It has really helped my husband and I come out of financial bondage.
My one thing has been finances and making sure that I tithe and give offerings.
This year I'm using the envelope system, putting cash in each envelope and just only spending that amount on each individual this year.
You know, that one intention. I did my checkbook that month. I went out and I really focused on what you said, that one intention, not spending money, you know, frivolously and this and that. And the next month I did my checkbook and I had $50 in it more. And I thought, okay, that was pretty good. And I'm going to do this for the next month and the next month.
Yeah, you know what? After time, a little bit over an extended period of time, as my brother used to say, results in some pretty cool stuff in your life. Really does. Hey, listen, you may have a reset today, but you may not experience that reset in a positive way for a while. Maybe a few days, few months, maybe even a few years. But you begin the direction. Today's your day. You want more peace, freedom, hope in your walk with Christ to experience hope? Today, push that button. Figuratively and maybe intentionally in your own life. All right, let's get back to calls. Scott is here in Michigan on the line. Hi, Scott.
Yes, this is Scott Palmer calling.
Yeah.
I had a reset. It happened in my life about a year ago in July. Around the end of July, I had a flood in my apartment, and I had to get rid of a lot of my stuff. But you know what? God gave me such peace about it, and I donated a lot of the stuff that I had too much of, and I also am storing up treasures in heaven.
Yeah. Tell me, how did flood? Was that a rain, natural disaster, or broken pipe?
No, actually, somebody's toilet bursted up above me.
Oh, so you're an apartment type thing. Okay, what was it like when all of a sudden you discovered, what was that first few moments like when you discovered your apartment was flooded?
Well, I was at a picnic, and they told me I couldn't go back to the apartment. I was going to have to spend the weekend at a hotel and come back Monday, and they put me up in an apartment that was vacant until, I didn't get back into my unit until November.
How'd that feel to you right at the beginning?
Well, I felt that God was testing me.
Huh. So what you've learned, sounds like the reset to you was, hey, I'm hanging on to stuff that's now floating in water, and it's not that important, really, and I got rid of a lot of it. And
right.
How's your life different today?
Well, it's much more manageable. I have the stuff that's much more manageable to have.
Yeah.
And I also want to commend you for the Intentional Living Christmas special that you had. I really enjoyed that.
Well, good.
It was very informative.
Oh, good. Hey, listen, we put a lot of time into that. You know, it's a new format for me. For some of the, for our Family Life stations, we had a lot of Christmas music, and then I did little spots and stories, and I wondered what you all thought of it. So that's helpful. Thank you, Scott. That was our Christmas gift to everybody in December. Hey, maybe like Scott, you've had stuff just float away in your life, and you realize it was your health or your stuff, or some of you have been through disasters. One of our neighbors had a pipe break. And they had about 2 inches of water in their three, more even in their house. So much so when they came back home and they opened the door, it just rushed out. And, you know, that's just one example of the kind of things that can happen in our life that are reset. And we never know when it's going to happen. I think if we always live in this mentality that, you know, I want to be intentional today because I don't know what tomorrow is. I'm going to trust God for it and live intentionally today. And maybe you find yourself worrying too much, anxious, and not taking the kind of positive actions that you can take and need to take. In Scott's case, he decided, hey, I'm just going to get rid of a lot of this stuff. It's probably already damaged. I'm going to have less stuff, and then I don't have to worry about it the next time I get flooded. All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. We're talking about the resets. George, you are in Arizona. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good. How are you?
Good. Good. What was your reset?
I found myself in great social and financial need, and I was alone, and I had a good place to stay. So I realized at that point, about 5 years ago, I wasn't going to do much more unless I had lots of memorization scriptures. So I started with Psalm 19 and 23, and this is something I do daily, and it's helped my mind stay on Christ in a more a permanent manner.
Mm. Now, was this sort of a sudden thing that hit, the finances and being alone? Was it a big change or a crisis in your life?
Yes, it was.
And so how did you first experience, I mean, what happened? All of a sudden you find yourself alone. What was it like initially for you?
It was not good. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. So how did you make the reset? I mean, was there a moment of decision, or what was it that made you make a change in how your attitude and your mind and your movement in this state in life?
Well, I still had a home to stay in, and I still had a vehicle. And one day when I come home to the store, I realized I was looking at my Bible, I was looking at everything, everything that was going on in my life. I said, okay, I know the Lord, but I know it. I have to participate with him a lot more. And Jesus said in John 14:23 to Philip, if man keeps my word, my Father will love him, and we will come make our home with him. And that has to do with Isaiah 66, verse 1 to 2. And it's all about getting known by his word. The more you got a word in you and the Holy Ghost and discipline, he's going to work it out. That would be 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 23 and 24. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it as we abide.
Hey, listen, you put your mind to memorization. That's huge. You know, over a lifetime, I tell people you memorize one verse a day. You realize next year, a year from today in January 2027, you could have memorized all the verses, all the books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Pretty powerful. And that's what you've been doing, you know, getting into God's Word. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. You know, one of the things that we have to decide is when we face a moment where we know we have to do a reset, something's not working. What do you do? You can either keep fiddling around with whatever's not working. You can either keep fiddling around trying to do it yourself, or you can get some help. And if we go back to factory settings, we say the maker of this thing, this technology, knew better than I did and how it's supposed to work. And of course, that's sort of an analogy, a picture of what God is. God is the maker of you and me. And when we get back to factory reset, we're getting back to God's intention for our life. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we see in Scripture a few resets in Scripture. We see it after the flood. That was a major reset. God reset everything. When Jesus died and rose from the grave, that was another major reset. And so experiencing these resets in life can be huge. Love to have you join us. We're going to stay here in the studio, by the way, and record for Monday. If you have a reset story in your life and you want to give a shout out to God and to others and tell us what happened, Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
Is there a person in your life that's difficult to love right now? In Dr. Randy's teaching, Love the Emotionally Sensitive, you'll learn how to care for emotionally struggling people while remaining healthy yourself.
How do we love an emotionally sensitive person? We are to be long-suffering. We're to be kind. Also, we've got to be intentional. If we're not intentional in dealing with a person, you're going to get sucked right into the emotionality of the relationship.
Start your year right and support intentional living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special New Year opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, thank you for doing that. And by the way, as we were wrapping up 2025, oh, that's history now, isn't it? 2025. Think of all the things we worried about in 2025, and now it's in the calendar you closed up and put away, right? But thank you for each of you who you are so faithful in your prayers and your support, standing with us. God bless you. Come and join us. Be a part of intentional living today. Your financial support matters. 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My one thing is to change my thoughts. I start thinking about scary things, and I get into a ton of fear, and God did not give me a spirit of fear. So that's my one thing.
My one thing is intentionally having a prayer and having God in my heart all the time.
And my next one right thing to do, it's probably my first one right thing to do, and that is trusting God, no doubt at all, no doubt in God.
Amen. Listen, this has been a great show. I tell you what, we're going to just stay here in the studio and roll right into recording for Monday. I'd love to hear your story. What was a reset in your life? Maybe in 2025, maybe it was 15 years ago. I don't know. But God did a work in your life, and you want to give a shout out, give Him glory, and to the benefit of our listeners, share what happened in your life. I hope you've been encouraged. Your restart can start today. Your reset can start today. If you want to call and share your story, the number is 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about influence, who influenced your life, the difference they've made in your life. Come and join us. I'm Dr. Randy for the team here. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.